Saving money on your next project now at Menards. Menards is the leading supplier of quality roof and floor trusses. Choose from our large selection of residential and post-frame trusses or design custom trusses specifically for your project. Get started on your building project today, in-store or on Menards.com. Plus, view our weekly flyer for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he didn't think he had seen a ghost. He thought a stranger had wandered into his house, but he checked every room, found no one, and was left wondering, what did he see?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you very much for listening. If you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. You can call it in, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, wherever you're listening, just hit subscribe. We would appreciate that very much. And Kathy Gordon is here with me today.
I sure am.
And you know that number, 855-853-4802, you can call that at any time and leave your ghost stories, because we really like to hear them. Mm-hmm. And I got this message. I saw it just the other day. Here it is.
Hey, mate. I'm from Australia. I have at least 10 ghost stories, so to my family, and there's still a ghost at my house now. But touches my bedroom or asleep, makes noises, footsteps, creeps in the roof every night, but the old house we lived in before, we have a photo of a ghost, and my whole family has other stories as well. So get back to me if you'd like. Thank you.
So I don't have his phone number. Like, I would like to hear some more. So perhaps you would like to call back in with the ghost stories, or he could, if it's easier, since he's in Australia, if he wants to send, anybody can send me an email at any time. It's carol@realstorymedia.com, R-E-A-L, storymedia.com. You know, send me an email, but it would be really interesting to hear from him. He said he's got 10 of them, and a ghost living in his house now.
And a picture of it.
Yeah. I would like all of those things. So yeah. If you want to call back and leave 10 different ghost stories, feel free to do that. Mm-hmm. You could write me. If you want to just actually tell the stories while Kathy and I and you have a conversation about it, we could do that.
Yeah, we could arrange that as well.
If somebody's got some ghost stories and they would like to just have a conversation, we would be happy to do that.
We would love that, as a matter of fact. Yes. It'd be fun to meet you guys.
Yeah, and so we could just, you could do an episode with us. Anybody, if you've got a good story.
And you just, we could do it over Zoom. So don't, you know, panic. We just Zoom and it's audio. We don't have to see you. So.
I mean, we can. But
we can.
But then that means I'd have to like do something with my hair.
That's right. We wouldn't want to do that. Hey, you know, one thing I love about this whole podcast and its reach is that it, you know, sometimes it feels like the world is crazy and that there's everybody's just in it for, you know, everybody's just in it for themselves and nobody cares about it, you know, and we don't have anything in common with anybody. But, you know, people in Australia have ghost stories. People in Great Britain have ghost stories, and people in Mexico have ghost stories, and people in California do, and people in red states do, and people in blue states. This is something that affects everybody. There's just, it's, you know, it's something that I think we can all agree. Well, I shouldn't say we all, because there's people that don't, but just the way I think it kind of brings us together as we go, oh, okay, so you've had experiences too. It's not me, just because, you know, we get to feeling like we don't want to say anything to anybody. And you know, it's like, it's nice to know. But it's also fascinating to me that it doesn't matter where you're from, people have ghost stories. Whatever age you are, whatever background or social status you are, all walks of life, people have ghost stories.
And there's so many haunted locations in Australia.
It's fascinating, isn't it? We've had some good ones. We've had some good Australia ghost stories.
Because when I'm doing digging around for, because I'm always looking for guests for the Grave Talks too. So if somebody has a haunting they would like to talk about on that show, I would be open to that. Or maybe a location that they've worked at. Maybe they have a paranormal group and you would like to talk about that. That's always fun. But, you know, it's kind of, it's a little hard setting something up with someone in Australia just because of the time difference. And I get so worried when I talk to somebody from England, like, am I going to screw up the time zone thing?
Yeah.
And I'm going to jump on Zoom at the wrong time. So but anyway, to that guy, thank you very much for the message. Absolutely. We would love to hear more. So, you know, if you want to reach out to me through my email or just call that number again or go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You can do that.
You can write it, you can tell it, or you can visit with us about it.
Yeah.
Whatever you're comfortable doing.
If you want to reach out directly to us, you could email me and say, hey, I would like to just talk. Great. We can figure that out.
The other thing is, I think people get nervous about saying they want to do an interview because don't think, number one, we're going to grill you. We're going to let you tell your story and we're just going to discuss, right? You're the expert in this story. You were there, right? We weren't. We're just going to discuss it with you. But I think that people are scared. They think they need an hour or something of material. And you absolutely don't. If we just talk for 5 or 10 minutes, that's fine too, you know? So whatever works for you guys, we just love to hear your stories.
We're friendly. Just know that.
We are.
So let's go on to our first story of the day. This kind of makes me smile because it says, hey there, my name is Danny from Illinois, which of course I'm like, is Danny from Central Illinois? It's like, does Danny know Eric from Central Illinois? I don't know, but just says Illinois. So we don't know. Says, I've been meaning to send this in for a while. Every time you guys do a story about seeing someone in their house who shouldn't be there, I think about this. It happened about 12 or 13 years ago. Still the strangest thing that's ever happened to me. My wife and I bought our first house not too long before this happened. It wasn't an old farmhouse. It wasn't creepy. It was just a regular 3-bedroom house in a neighborhood full of families. The woman who owned it before us had passed away, and her kids were the ones selling it. We really didn't know much else about it other than that. Like anybody buying their first house, we stayed busy that first year. It seemed like every weekend there was another project. And then one Saturday, we had some friends over for dinner. There were 6 of us all together. We'd grilled outside, watched part of a ball game, and by then, everybody had been there for quite a while. Dinner was over, the plates had been cleared, everybody was just hanging around talking. 2 of the women were in the kitchen cleaning up, one of the guys had gone out back to look at something on the deck I'd been working on. Another friend was still sitting in the living room. I remember all of that because I know nobody else came to the house after dinner. At one point, I got up to grab another soda. As I was walking through the kitchen, I looked toward the dining room. I saw a young woman walk across it toward the hallway. She looked completely normal. She wasn't transparent or glowing. She had brown hair, jeans, a light-colored shirt. She wasn't walking fast or acting strange. She was just walking down the hallway like she had done it 100 times before. I remember stopping for a second because I didn't recognize her. My first thought was maybe she was somebody's friend who had shown up while I'd been outside earlier. But what else could it have been? Then I remember thinking, why is she headed toward the bedrooms? That's what made me go after her, not because I thought I had seen a ghost, because I thought somebody I didn't know was walking through my house. So I rounded the corner into the hallway, maybe 5 seconds after she did. Our bedroom door was open, the spare room was empty, the bathroom was empty. I even looked in the laundry room because it was the only other place she could have gone, and there was nobody there. I stood there for another few seconds, trying to make sense of it. I figured maybe she had somehow walked past me while I was looking in another room, but I couldn't see how. The hallway wasn't that big. There really wasn't anywhere for somebody to disappear. I finally went back into the kitchen. Everything was exactly the way I left it. Everybody was still talking. Nobody was confused. Nobody was asking where somebody had gone. The whole thing was so normal that I started wondering if maybe I had imagined seeing her. I didn't say anything about it. I figured if I brought it up while everyone was still there, somebody would probably tell me I was crazy, and then I'd feel like an idiot for making a big deal out of nothing. After everyone left, my wife and I started cleaning up the kitchen, and while we were loading the dishwasher, I finally told her something weird had happened. I said I'd seen a woman walking down the hallway, followed her because I didn't recognize her, and when I got there, she was gone. My wife didn't laugh. She just looked at me for a second and said, "What woman?" I described her the best I could. She told me there hadn't been anyone else at the house. She got quiet and said she had not told me before, but there had been a couple times since we had lived in that house that she thought she had seen someone walking down the hallway. After that conversation, we both started paying a little more attention, not because we were expecting anything to happen, but because neither of us could stop thinking about it. Maybe the woman I saw had some connection to the house. Maybe she didn't. Maybe there is some kind of explanation for that. I don't know. I do know she looked real. I did not even for a minute think she was a ghost. She wasn't trying to get my attention. She wasn't even looking at me. She just walked down the hallway like she belonged there. Thanks for taking the time to read this. Thanks for giving people a place to share experiences like this. That would be so strange. Because was it somebody? Like, were they able to get in your house and walk around like they owned it and then leave? And what would be the reason for it?
You know, if at first I was thinking, do we have a situation where someone has passed and then they just kind of go through the other side, you know, go through to where they're, you know, transitioning? And we've had people say that maybe there was an accident or something, and then they saw someone in their house and then just went out, you know, walked through the wall or whatever and just and left. I mean, we've had some things like that where I've felt like it just happened to be that that person went through your space, just leaving this dimension. I thought that maybe at first when he said that, but then the wife has seen it a couple times, so that wouldn't.
And I wonder, hold too, anyway. We all have a time where we think we see something. And so once he actually did, maybe it's like, I think that happened to me too. But she never saw that.
She didn't see the woman. Yeah. Like, she wouldn't say, oh, that was what I saw.
Yeah, she didn't see that. So maybe she thought, you know, I think that happens all the time. You see something out of the corner of your eye, you look, it's like, I don't know what that was. Mm-hmm. And you leave it at that. But what he saw was so different. Like, he saw an actual woman.
But you know what I'm talking about, where we've discussed that before.
But I think, too, when we think of seeing an apparition, seeing a ghost, we think it's got to be some 1800s Victorian woman with her hair up in a bun, and she's kind of transparent. You don't see a woman in jeans.
Right. That looks like she belongs at the barbecue with you.
Yeah, and you know, he's like, did somebody, you know, because that would be my first thought. Oh, somebody must have had their friend stop by. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, we're at this party. Come by. We're going out afterwards. I don't know.
Two things could be true here. The wife definitely could be seeing something. He said they bought the house from the kids of a woman who had passed away. So do we have this spirit of the woman who passed away maybe in the house occasionally, and that's what the wife caught? Just that kind of quick peripheral blur of something. So that's maybe, and then maybe his is something totally disrelated to that.
Because, I mean, you know, if your husband comes and tells you, you know, when you're cleaning up, I saw a woman walking through our house. Maybe you're just trying to relate. So you're like, I thought I saw something out of the corner of my eye one day. And it's like, the two things might not be connected at all.
They might not, but they might both be true.
Yeah. Not saying they're not true, but they might not be connected.
Yeah. That's what I'm wondering is, but, you know, I know it's odd, but it just really reminds me of those stories where someone is actually dying and passing through. And then just went through your space. You happened to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that's it. Never happened again. Nothing else. I feel like it was not a, like, per se, your house is haunted. But something was going, traveling through your space and is gone now.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't help but get that feeling. You know, she just walked through wearing what she'd had on and is gone. I just feel like that in this particular story. Now, like I said, could the woman who died, you know, that had previously had the house, occasionally have shown up, and the wife was catching her? That could be too.
Could be. But I think what he saw is so different, because seeing something out of the corner of your eye and seeing a woman in jeans, that isn't even something out of the corner of your eye. So I think if she would have seen her, she would have seen her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, very, I think, interesting. So too.
Well, let's go to a phone call.
Hi, my name is Kim, and I wanted to tell you a story, wanted to share with everybody. I've recently been in process of moving from my home. I was moving out for July 1st. As I was moving out of my home, I kept hearing, there's not much time. We can't hold it much longer. Hurry. As we progressed getting in and out of the house, I kept hearing, hurry, hurry, we won't have much time. We can't hold it. I was taking turns back and forth sleeping at my houses, spending late nights packing the furniture and whatnot, and I was at the house. And for some reason, then one night, I felt like I should go to my other house. Something said, you know, you're tired, stay here, don't go back to the other house. Well, my guardian angel, which I believe are my children that passed away, I think saved my life, because when we went back to the house the next day, the entire ceiling collapsed on my bedroom, crushing my bed, crushing everything in it. I slept there two nights prior, and we were there, and I kept telling everybody, we have to hurry. There's not much time. There's not much time. They can't hold it much longer. We have a big oak tree in the back, or maple tree in the back, and I thought for sure that tree was that. Never thought it would be the ceiling. My house crushed. My ceiling came down and crushed my entire ceiling, and I'm convinced it was my son. And when we were moving up some more furniture, we had a box, and in that box came out a few items. My son's name was Nicholas. We found a little letter N, strong piece of N came out. I found a warrior angel and a little metal ornament came out that I used to keep over my grandkids' bed, and it says, I will protect you and watch over you morning, noon, and night, even while you sleep. I'm convinced my son was holding that ceiling up for me while I slept in that bed. Because I don't think I'd be here today, because where that ceiling came down was right on my bed, and they all said I would be dead. So I know my son is watching over me from heaven and is protecting me. That's all I could think of. I'm still in shock to this day. I just kept hearing, get out, get out. There's not much time. We can't hold it. And here, I feel it was my son telling me, come on, you got to get out before you get killed. So that is not the end. I know our loved ones reach out to us, and they do protect us. And I think I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for my son. Hey, that's my story. Have a great day.
Oh, my gosh. That's
incredible.
What a story. I agree with her. I think it was her son. I agree.
When she kept saying, you know, she kept hearing this, hurry, hurry. And that's such an odd feeling, that something's pushing you. Like, we push ourselves, or we push it, but to feel like something else is pushing you to move faster and get stuff done, so you're out of there.
And saying, hurry, hurry, I can't hold it.
Yeah.
Because when she first said that, I was like, what the heck? Why would why would you hear that, of all things?
And then there was kind of like, she decided to stay, and that was kind of like, she thought she'd go home, but then she felt like, no, something was telling her she needed to stay at the other place. and went home and the ceiling had caved in. You know, yes, the ceiling probably caved in for some reason. I mean, I'm sure there was some structural reason that, but something was holding it and protecting you from that happening to you so that you could be somewhere else when that did happen. Oh, I think Nicholas was there. Oh, I think
Nicholas
was doing it.
Well, then to find that, that was kind of a confirmation on top of that.
Yes.
And what a bizarre thing to have happened to have your, of all things, too, to have the ceiling cave in. Because, I mean, she would have been seriously hurt.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it was just the ceiling or the entire roof came in.
I don't know, but I think... Yeah, it sounds like it would have been a really catastrophic. That is quite the story.
Yeah, you know, somebody looking out for her.
Because she had even thought about going back and staying there. And they were like, no.
Yep.
Don't do that.
That was powerful. Thank you very much for sharing that. That was something else. Let's do one more story.
Hi, Tony. Back when I was a very young adult in my early 20s, I was renting a house by myself. It was the first time I had been living on my own. And I noticed a couple times when I would come home that things had been moved around. Just small things, like maybe a vase was moved or a picture frame. Nothing huge, not big pieces of furniture or anything, but just little things, just enough to kind of get me to think and wonder, you know, how that may have happened, because I hadn't had anyone over at my house. And I was dating a man, and we hadn't been seeing each other very long, and he had been planning to come over one evening, and I was waiting for him to show up, and I was sitting in the window. There was a chair in front of my window. I kind of had my head in between the curtains looking and watching for him, and I saw him pull up, and before he could even really park on the street, he looked up at my house and he drove off. And I called him immediately and asked him why he had driven off, and he said, I didn't know you were going to have anyone over there. He was like, who is that, your dad? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, that older man in that was looking out the window with you, who is that? And I said, I don't have anyone here with me. He was like, yeah, because I don't want to meet your dad or anything. And I said, no, there's no one here. And he said, yeah, there's a guy looking out the window with you, an older guy. That just absolutely creeped me out. And I kind of put two and two together with the fact that I had been noticing odd little things happening in my house. So needless to say, shortly after that, I decided to move out because living alone, and that just really creeped me out. I couldn't sleep at night anymore after that. And I moved out after that and haven't had any trouble ever since.
I would want to move, too. I'm glad she was able to move out.
Now, here's the thing. Talk about being ghosted, right? Like, she actually has a ghost that got rid of the guy for her. Well, and he just drove off. He didn't call to say anything. He just drove off. You know, maybe it was for the best, if that was the case. I don't know. But I was laughing because I thought, yeah. That's what he said. He said he saw something.
Well, it is strange, too. I mean, it does say a lot about the guy.
Yeah, that he's going to let some man.
That must be her father. I am not ready to take this to that level. I'm leaving. Why does he even assume that? It could have been the landlord, or it could have been the neighbor.
Or it could have been she was being held hostage or something, and he should help her.
But instead, he's like, it's her
dad. Just drives off.
I'm leaving.
Which is
super creepy to find that out when there's no man in your house. Like, that's really, really creepy. So I'm glad at least she got that information.
Oh, my God. Okay, if the guy was really telling the truth and he saw somebody there, he wasn't just saying it or whatever, that's super creepy. That is, like,
he saw a guy standing by her, right? Mm-hmm. Same window and everything.
Yeah.
Lord, that's creepy.
But I'm glad that she was able to get out, because a lot of times, you know, it's not like you can just move out. And
that's right.
But that would creep me out. In two ways. It's like, okay, number one, you just saw a man and that was enough to make you not want to get out of your car. Why did he go straight to, she's setting me up and introducing me to her dad?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, and even if it was her dad, maybe her dad just stopped by. So I don't think that was the right guy. Maybe they went on and got married. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I just did think it was odd that he was just going to leave her with a strange man.
Yeah.
How could you possibly be comfortable after that at all? You'd have to move. You would just constantly be thinking about some man, you know, being around you. I'd have a hard time getting in a shower, you know, or anything. It would just be really creepy.
Hopefully she's dating someone who would go and be curious. Well, if you have a real ghost story, go ahead and call it in. 855-853-4802. Write it down at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hit subscribe wherever you are listening. We'd appreciate that. Become a premium subscriber. Get no commercials, advance episodes, access to the archive. You could do that. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.